Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Appreciate all of you joining us here on the program. Wherever you find your podcasts, make sure to go to rate review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and also find wherever you find all any podcasts, wherever you'd like to go ahead and download your podcasts, whether it be through Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, or through YouTube, YouTube Music, or of course the Cannabis Radio app. If you haven't done so, please go and download that today. The program is presented by the Buzz CRM. We're talking about closing leads. So AI, you ask yourself, can it really work for you on so many different areas? Well, the Buzz CRM is able to go ahead and create that where AI is going to help you close leads. Let me tell you how. Because over 500 tools underneath the hood of the Buzz CRM, all powered by AI, will help you handle email, social media, and even customer inquiries anytime, every time, 24/7. Personalized workflows, omni-channel reach. We also have help to give you, make sure you don't miss leads at all with our missed call text back feature. Doesn't matter what kind of business you are. If you want to get rid of all the other platforms you're using or just combine them into the Buzz, you can do that to close leads, to help your marketing, your automation, get it in action. Find out now, thebuzzserum.com, thebuzzserum.com. Make sure to go ahead and check out more today. And today, we're going to be talking to folks at Azuqa, who, of course, we've talked here before. Cam Sanchez-Rael has been on with us here, and we're now joined by their Senior Vice President of Growth, Corinne Butler. And Corinne, before we bring you on, I want to make sure to go ahead and preface one of the things we're going to be talking about here on the program, which is the new report that's been published by Azuqa called the 2025 Edibles Premiumization Report. That clearly states that premium in cannabis is defined by performance, not price. Well, anyway, Corinne, thanks for being on with me. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thanks so much. It's great to meet you.
So from your vantage point as Senior VP of Growth here at Azuqa, talk to me about this, identifying the shift in consumer priorities from more by performance and not price, and what specific strategic adjustments did you implement to capitalize on this? Like, where this epiphany comes into play, here you are. And now, what does this tell you from this report, and what changes have you made?
So the reason we really wanted to work on this report and with BDSA and share this information is what we've been able to see anecdotally and within our own experience with all the brands that we've worked with. We're in this audience and this ecosystem where premiumization is very much a buzzword in our landscape now, the same way it's been in CPG for forever, but also race to the bottom, price compression, discounting. These are all the other side of that you hear so much about and so loudly. And I think one of the biggest takeaways and one of the things that I was most happy to see about this was when we're talking about premiumization in cannabis, what the data points to and what makes it successful, we're not talking about luxury packaging, right? We're not talking about luxury, really has nothing to do with it. What we're talking about and what's successful in premiumization is efficacy, right? And that's what consumers are willing to pay for. And that's where I think you have the ability to really protect yourself against a race to the bottom and over discounting within the industry, is ensuring that products that are coming out of your brand are effective and they're going to meet the consumer's need for predictability and a consistent experience every time. And that's what's going to get you loyalty. You know, that's where we see these products becoming real trip drivers. You know, I think one of the most fascinating things that we also see about it is that when a good brand does this, it's not really creating cannibalization either, right? You're going to put out these SKUs that have different mood effects, but as long as they're working and they're delivering and they're effective, and that's where fast acting really becomes a core part of it. Now you can have mood effects, but if you have mood effects and fast acting paired together, then that's where you're really guaranteeing efficacy within there. And that's what we at Azuka are really trying to provide to all of our customers, is a consumer experience that can create trust and help them build their brand.
So what's important in this premiumization report is the association with BDSA Analytics, or BDSA, as they help in the data to help kind of put this all together. A couple of things to point out in this report: that companies with fast-acting gummies in their product lineup rank at least 100 points higher in the BDSA National Dollar Sales Brand Rankings than those without. So companies with fast-acting gummies in their lineup generate about 50% of sales from those products, and that those fast-acting gummies are a loyalty driver, where consumers who purchase those edibles are significantly more likely to purchase again. So when you looked at that part, you know, that's one thing that Azuka does pride itself on, is working on areas of sugar alternatives and fast action. We'll talk about that in a second when it comes to Azuka and the time infusion aspect. But tell me about that part, that discovery in that report.
So I think that was one of the biggest takeaways. You know, one of the most important takeaways from that is, you know, this is really just data that's being interpreted by BDSA. We worked with BDSA on the goals of this, because they're really, you know, there's a lot of talks about premiumization in the market, and we would talk about the edibles market, but we weren't looking at the subcategories that are starting to break out within the edibles market. And there are quite a few segments now. And that's what we really wanted to dial in and really define what premiumization went. So what they were really looking at was the top selling SKUs, and then breaking it into further subcategories on mood specific, including fast acting is one of them. And what we really saw was fast acting is, you know, consumers are paying 31% higher original prices and 39% higher sell-through prices for fast-acting gummies versus all other gummy types. That's all other premium mood-specific types and just traditional gummies in general. So that's where we can really see this discount resistance and this very clear analytical way that proves that this not only helps your portfolio and your overall premium approach, this is what consumers are actually willing to pay for. When we're having all of these conversations about price concept for compression, it's not price compression everywhere. Consumers will pay for efficacy, right? Consumers will pay for products that work. And I think another really key point to this that was very clear in the BDSA data was that fast acting, it doesn't cannibalize other mood type or SKUs. You know, if you have a solid brand and you are known and you make good products, you're going to be looking at a way to increase this portfolio that just lifts the category overall. You know, this, and that's when we talk about this being a trip driver, people go to the dispensary for this specifically. And they're adding additional SKU types in there, other fast acting SKUs too. So it's we call it a trip driver and a shelf builder. It's I think that this concept around it being luxury or having to be in this race to the bottom of pricing does not apply when you're talking about products that actually deliver what they promise.
Not to mention the fact that the fast acting gummies are making up where companies can actually make up to 5 times more sales on fast acting products. It's also that they're paying more for them, because in this analytics as well, looking at the edibles market in 14 U.S. markets, consumers are paying 31% more of higher original prices and 39% of higher sell-through. So that's the retail price after discounts, promotions.
Right.
I mean, it does kind of feel obvious, the fact that if somebody wants to go and get a faster acting, more potent, quicker resolution to get you to what the edible is going to give you, and it working fast, that people are willing to go and pay that price point for it. That's more of the luxury than there, maybe not the luxury of it, but the thing is, that's just the priority of it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's commonly known that there is this problem with edibles, and it is this unpredictability in onset time. Everybody has a very different response to it. See, most edibles packaging, most state rules for edibles packaging makes them claim on that label that it could take up to 2 hours to effect, to have effects on you, right? And there's really, what other product in the world do you think you could get away with saying, like, maybe it'll hit you within 2 hours. We don't know. You know, like, that's you know, a little iffy.
Well, same thing with any product says they're extended release. We don't even know when the release is supposed to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, that's looking at it from, I would say, a majority perspective. But then when you look at medical patients or anybody that has abnormalities, people taking a lot of medications, or the way the liver, every human body is very different. And the way the liver processes cannabinoids can vary greatly from person to person. And that's why we see such inconsistent effects when you have an edible or ingestible product that relies on first pass metabolism to actually get into your bloodstream. So what Azuka does that's very different is an encapsulation method. And we encapsulate oil molecules, basically, you know, cannabinoids are oil molecules. And we encapsulate them with a hydrophilic, water-friendly coating. Most people will say water-soluble. Technically speaking, it's hydrophilic. And that enables soft tissue absorption. And that enables this product, you know, these cannabinoids that you're spending quite a lot of money on, to become significantly more effective in your body. And they actually get released into your bloodstream, and you'll feel these effects within 5 to 15 minutes. But what I think is very special about Azuka is there's also a sensory difference that comes with this. And we've got a lot of data behind this. It's very exciting, that shows that when you smoke cannabis, your body is absorbing delta-9 THC. And that has nothing to do with hemp or derivatives. It's just that's the molecule. It's delta-9 THC. When you eat edibles in the traditional sense and it goes through the first pass metabolism, the metabolites in the liver convert delta-9 THC to 11-hydroxy THC. And that is the only place that 11-hydroxy exists. The body is a wonderland. Labs can't create that one at this stage anyway. Right. And that's why eating edibles feels so different. You could smoke one strain of cannabis, you put that exact same strain into an oil, into an edible, you eat it, feels nothing like that. Where with Azuka and Thyme Infusion, you know, it feels more like smoking. So I think that's another thing that really drives this consumer preference, at least with our customers, is traditional edibles are not a replacement for smoking cannabis. They just feel different. You get that couch lock feeling. They're much heavier. They're more sedative by nature. But with our product, you're able to not just have fast, right? Fast. This isn't a traditional edible that just acts faster. This is a edible that hits consistently and feels more like smoking, because our product is preserving the delta-9 THC in the input and minimizing the creation of 11-hydroxy THC. So
we're going to go more into Thyme Infusion coming up after a short break. But one thing I want to go and close out with before we go to break is, in this report, you make a point that saying, quote, fast acting is no longer a nice to have. It's a defining feature of premium edibles. Very important to say. And then I also want to go in the break. Let's talk about the actual consumer base of actually who is consuming more edibles. And apparently it's a younger demographic. So we're going to go into that more with Corinne Butler, the Senior Vice President of Growth at Azuka. We'll be back with more after a short break. We're back on Blunt Business with Corinne Butler, Senior Vice President of Growth at Azuka. Website is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
AzukaTime.com, AzukaTime.com. In the report, they say that THC edibles are now very popular among adolescents, partly because they taste good and also are easier to conceal than weed. And THC gummies are often including high-potency products with youth-friendly packaging. So in some cases, they're trying to say that it is somewhat targeted to the youth market, the legal market. Let's just make that point clear. But it's interesting to go and see in that part. Also, the fact that THC-infused beverages have only been in the U.S. markets for about 5 years so far. And the number is nearly double in states where it's legal. It's now over a $1 billion industry. And you can find many products, which we don't know what's going to happen soon enough, where anything that's hemp-derived will even be around because there's changes to the incoming 2026 Farm Bill that might change all that altogether. But in the part that talks about Gen Z millennials actually being more attracted towards edibles, is that something that was also looked into the report about the certain age demographics? And is that surprising to hear that?
So we didn't do anything about consumer demographics in there. It was just shopping behavior, purchasing behavior. I hate to say I'm not surprised to hear some of that. I mean, you know, I don't think children are not the target for any cannabis brands that I certainly know of. But, you know, children are children and they're going to be curious about all of these things the same way that they've been curious about drinking for the all of time. And we want to try to make sure we don't encourage that either. One of the things that I think is very fascinating and one of the biggest shifts that I saw within the shift from smoking to edibles was really in 2020 with the rise of COVID. And what happened in 2020 is that everybody wanted to get away from inhalation, whether it was smoking or combustibles. So I think we saw a huge shift, especially when we're looking at parents who are working from home. All of a sudden, they had to have discretion became key. They could not be smelling like weed in the middle of the day if they needed to, you know, have the alternative to a martini lunch. So, I mean, I think we saw huge shifts in this paradigm of smoking culture to edible culture that came with the rise of COVID. But I really do think it was just on its way out anyway. You know, inhalation methods have just been declining. You know, flower is still king, but I think the only reason it was king for so long was because people had a lot of bad edible stories, you know, whether it happened to you or not, everybody knew somebody who ate a brownie, nothing happened. They ate another brownie half an hour later, and then they just wanted to be a little high, but then they ended up in space and feeling sick, and it was not a great time. And that turns off entire generations. So I think that for that exact reason, traditional edibles were not an alternative to smoking. So no matter what, that was the key thing. But it was a huge shift in 2020. And it was also, I think, about consumer education. You know, I think with our partners, you know, I can see exactly who performs the best and who doesn't, right? Versus what they do. I work with them very closely on marketing. And the people who invest some point of their brand into educating their consumers on what is going to help make the best choices for them have the best sales always. You know, bedtender education, direct to consumer education campaigns, those are the things that elevate these brands. That's what's going to get you to be 100 points higher on this BDSA brand ranking.
So there was a story that came out from Kenneth Tech Today and your CEO, Kim Sanchez-Riel, wrote a story and talking about the fact that how today's consumer is not looking just for potency. They want precision. They want trust. Products that honor the power of the plant in its entirety, flavor, form, and function. And right now, your team is offering a whole plant activator, which is a clean label, solventless edible that preserves the plant's integrity, taste, effect, and its origin, obviously. Really a manufacturer with that time fusion directive in that. Tell me about that part of the whole plant activator and where that goes and how that plays into the products now today.
It's I think it's one of the most exciting things that's happened in cannabis for decades. When we talk about how smoking the plant versus putting the same strain into an edible feels so different. The primary element of that is the conversion of delta-9 THC to 11-hydroxy THC, which we minimize. However, the other really important factor of that is that you're taking distillates, you're taking rosins. These things are being converted into an oil. They're about as far from the plant as you can get in a lot of ways, even in the best case scenarios. I mean, and you're using the most beautiful rosin, right? And it's still, when you have an oil at that type of concentration, it tastes so bad, right? It's not something that people are really usually willing to eat on a more heavily regulated basis. So you have to add tons of sugars. You have to add all these bitter blockers, all these masking agents, and all these things that are just getting you further and further away from the plant. And that's some of the keys to what makes this whole plant product so special is, it's not just, it's completely solventless, right? It's fast acting, but it's actually going to give you the same effects as smoking that flower, that exact strain, because that's what's in it. We're encapsulating not just the THC cannabinoids that are in that molecule. We're getting all the terpenes, all the flavonoids. It's all getting translated, and there's no waste. We're taking, when we have the first flower, the flower is the input. It's never going to become an extract. It's not an oil. You take the flower, you mix it with our product in a kitchen tabletop mixer. It's all designed for very simple kitchen manufacturing. And what you end up with is sort of like a beautiful pesto. It smells incredible. And you're not using flavors to mask. You're not using additional flavoring to mask the flavor of this. This tastes like cannabis smells. It's not distillate. Distillate tastes horrible. All of these super high potency oils, they taste very bad. This tastes fantastic. This is, when you smell beautiful flower. I remember when I went to Denver, I think in 2014, the first time I really had like a cannabis tour, the first thing they all told us was the best way for you to choose what strain was going to be good for you was to smell it. And I think that approach really carries through with this product is you are tasting the plant. You have that exact relationship with it. There's no dyes that are put in this too. You'll be able to see these products come out and they can look really like a deep orange or a really rich purple or a bright green. And that's just because of that's the color of the plant that's coming through. So this is truly the closest to the plant you can get in consumption without having to inhalation methods in the mix.
And one of the other parts in this story that Cam Sanchez-Riel also wrote is the fact that to describe the whole plant activator, it replaces distillates and isolates with actual flower as the infusion input. The only solvent we use is water. That's it. Yeah. And creates a fast-acting edible, reflects the flower's full profile, strain-specific, terpene-rich, designed to deliver onset in 5 to 15 minutes. That is immediate. Wow.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about it too is you can see the plant in it when you hold the gummy because there's no coloring or dyes or anything in it. You hold the gummy up to light, what you see, it looks like glitter. It's beautiful. We're using all of the material. It's not like we're using it to infuse and then straining the plant material out. It's 100% in the product.
I'm gonna go back to commercial break again here with Cameron Butler, Senior Vice President of Growth at Azuka here on Blunt Business. And back, we're also going to talk about the fact of how the talk about of a clean label movement has arrived in cannabis, and that is, also a growing stance in terms of what we're seeing with the HHS and what they're doing right now in terms of any dyes or additives and things like that, and how cannabis also needs to go and follow that same suit. Back with Corinne and final questions after this. We're in the home stretch. I'm here with Corinne Butler, Senior Vice President of Growth at Azuka. Website is azukatime.com. Azukatime.com. And before I go and wrap things up, I do want to take one last thing that Kim Sanchez-Real put out in a story. I want to make sure that you take a look at the story. Canatech today, also you can find on the LinkedIn page, we're at a tipping point in the edibles category. Now, in the story, she closes out and says that the clean label move has arrived in cannabis. Just as food and beverage companies have pivoted away from artificial dyes and synthetic additives, cannabis consumers are gravitating towards edibles made with recognizable natural inputs, and the industry must rise to meet this consumer expectation. So, you know, as we record this week, Coca-Cola is going to go ahead and change their formula to go ahead and now get rid of high fructose corn syrup, put in pure cane sugar. You know, you already had the change of seed oils to beef tallow now for fries in various places, and a lot of dyes and things being taken out of dairy products, ice cream products, things like that. So that is becoming now the trend. And according to Kim, it looks like with those kind of trends going on that we're seeing in the mainstream, cannabis should follow suit. What do you say?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think we mentioned, you know, 2020 being this really seismic shift for consumption methods. I think this is just the natural progression of that, because we've adopted so many new consumers into this industry. People are trying to get away from alcohol. People are looking for healthier alternatives to smoking. This is the natural progression of that. We're going into good, better, and best from this approach, right? We go from isolates and distillates to beautiful rosins. And then this natural next progression is really this return to the plant. And, you know, this is a product that's actually, it does taste like weed, but it tastes like weed the way you love smelling it, not the way that not the way that distillate tastes like weed. This is for the consumer who actually wants the benefits of terpenes and the way that nature designed that plant in this holistic approach, in a way that tastes good, it smells good, and it has consistent, fast effects each time. So I think Guy Rocourt, former Proper and Barkley, I think really says it best. And he has a project called the Clean Label Movement. And good, better, best is the way we would need to try to educate people within this, you know, and making sure that good is the starting point and it just gets better and better.
So what's been going along right now, as well as the mainstream that has been getting a lot of traction, is the idea of being California sober. So again, as we already talked about the fact that with younger demographics, they're switching away from alcohol, going more towards cannabis infused beverages, and altogether just something else that goes in, creates a lifestyle choice that cutting out all intoxicating substances except cannabis because of the health benefits of that. So in that case, obviously with what Azuka's doing right now, that helps to go ahead and only benefit what you're doing in terms of your products and what you're providing to other companies in terms of the proprietary that you have out there to create products that could be considered Cali sober. Tell me about that.
Yeah. You know, I think with edibles, working with us is a premium upgrade option, right? But with beverages, there's no option about it. If you're not working with a quality provider, you're going to end up with huge, very expensive batches of product that are going to have to be pulled off the shelves because they're out of spec. Our technology helps edibles have this premium upgrade, but it is this core requirement for beverages to keep potency and stability. Now that, yes, there are taste benefits, but when it just comes down to simple product development, making sure that your product is in spec and retains potency and stability is absolutely paramount. You know, taste I find to be a very interesting thing within the cannabis beverage industry. We'll see women who I really think are driving this shift away from alcohol to cannabis, first of all, I think is being primarily, it's being adopted by everyone, but I do think that the seismic shift of it is being primarily driven from women and wine connoisseurs. And on the other side of it, there's the craft beer crowd that is, and breweries that are starting to switch it. And that's where we're seeing differences in approach to taste as well. You know, the craft beer crowd is, you know, used to IPAs and this bitter taste. So they have a little bit of a different relationship with how their approach to taste goes in beverages than women, where women are really looking for this robust flavor profiles and repeatable sessionable consumption. I think it's important. Every element of it is important, but I don't think there's any element that is more important than potency and stability in these products. And we take a unique approach that combines an emulsion method with an encapsulation method that does see significant and advanced potency protection and stability. But it's so important that everybody understands this, because the only way that this industry is actually going to be able to survive things like the farm bill and regulations across the board is if it stays compliant and it actually respects its consumers by having, you know, if you say something has 5 milligrams of THC on the can, you'd better be able to stand behind that. Otherwise, you're ruining it for the whole industry. And I think that's one of the biggest and most important elements of this is, you know, in edibles, this is a premium upgrade, and people are willing to pay for this efficacy. But in cannabis drinks, there is nothing more important than making sure that potency and stability are on spec in each and every can. And the only way to do that really is with a product like Thyme Infusion.
All right. I do want to expand on that part when it comes to the farm bill and the hemp regulations right now in a federal level. Because yeah. of the fact that last month, the House Appropriations Committee did approve a new act, 138-page spending bill that's supposed to be partly to help out discretionary allocations to address issues for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. But one of the things they're doing in this particular bill is the language that could rewrite the rules on hemp-derived cannabinoid products. And so they're trying to say that now this would... if this legislation were to pass, that hemp-derived CBD products containing synthetic compounds or quantifiable amounts of THC or THCA or other cannabinoids with similar effects on humans or animals would be illegal, which would take a good chunk out of the industry. Like, what would be left to go ahead and push out on a federal level because of what's happening here? And this, of course, is the negligence of the FDA, in my opinion, and what they did not do when they implemented the hemp bill in 2018 to not put any particular standards in place. And if we just had a universal standard, okay, Cosmetics Act in 1930, great. That's the standard everybody else uses for other industries. Let's apply it here to cannabis. But that never got done, or for hemp. And so they would go and protect hemp farmers to be able to go and use it for any other industrial products, but for cannabis, no. So in that case, you know, your team just came back from the Hemp Beverage Expo just earlier this month in Atlanta as we're recording. You know, was that something that was kind of rumbling around? And what was the thought process about that if that becomes a reality?
Huge and incredibly large, dominating portion of the conversation. And I think that, you know, there's a little bit of sometimes you're in your own bubble, right? When you're in a room like the Hemp Beverage Expo, that's put together by the Hemp Beverage Alliance and Jage Media, just being in that room, you're amongst people that care.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yes, well, let's be honest. It is a loophole. This is not what Congress intended.
Right.
Right. We are using a loophole here. However, that loophole has created an incredible amount of acceptance, and it has created this normalization for cannabis industry at whole that I think gives me incredible hope for regulated cannabis at a federal level.
Yeah.
I think that has been one very good positive outcome of this. I think that there is a very negative outcome of it, and it's all the Delta 8 providers. It's the bad products that are out there. There's so many bad products out there that give all the good products a bad name. And I mean, I will say that, like, if you're part of an organization like Hemp Beverage Alliance, you're not one of those bad actors. You wouldn't be right. Wasting your time there if you were. I would say, my compliments to the chefs over at that event, because everybody there is a responsible company, and they're right. Doing the right thing. And that's what we need to see. And that's you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. My compliments right. To all of the companies. And, you know, I don't think there is a trade event for the other side of those businesses. They're pretty much operating in the dark, right? And that's one of the things that makes me concerned about how bad actors can negatively impact the whole industry. We know we did a study. We tested pretty much every hemp beverage we could get our hands on in stores or via the mail as well. And over 70% of them were out of spec. You know, we're talking about companies that, you know, there's some companies out there that have an entire marketing campaigns about 2.5 milligrams being the perfect dose for a beverage, right? guess what? When you test that beverage, there's 5 milligrams in there. Of course, you had a good time. but the problem is they're not trying to deceive you. It's that the emulsion provider that they work with knows that they're going to fall out of spec with, you know, they're going to test and spec the day it gets put in the can. But then 2 weeks, 2 months later, there's going to be no cannabinoids left in that beverage. And that's just the complexity of cannabis beverages. So, you know, I think that Hemp Beverage Alliance, Hemp Beverage Expo, all that kind of thing, that's what the industry needs more of. And until somebody really starts to regulate and is looking, you know, in the regulated cannabis market, I think that's why beverages hasn't really taken off into the dispensary market. One, they don't have the supply chain to really to support it. They're the vault space in the stores, right? They just, they're dispensaries are not set up to sell beverages in quite that way. But they also have much tighter regulations. You have to be within plus or minus 10% on thresholds. And the beverage industry at large, and I'm not talking about, there are absolutely good faith actors in there, but at large, we're dealing with companies that know for a fact that within a month, their cans are not going to have any cannabinoids in them, or they're so overdosed. You know, we see both sides of it. There'll be zero cannabinoids in it, or there'll be twice to three times as much because they're trying to solve the problem of the leaching and scalping that happens in the cans. I think it's very problematic. I don't really have a solution just yet. My only solution is to make sure that we elevate the brands that are doing a good job and try to make sure that, you know, this loophole continues to help. And if we get these bad products off of the market, we're just going to have a lot less to worry about. We won't work with Delta 8, right? Like that, we do have some thresholds. We'll work with Mother Liquor, hemp derived Delta 9 THC that comes from Mother Liquor. You know, we try to make sure that anything that we're, you know, anything that has our name on it in the ingredients panel that we're going to be willing to stand behind. And I would like to see everybody taking that approach to products.
It's really great to go and follow the story of Azuka through all this here. Going back to when we did have Ron Silver on with us a while back, you know, just to go and tell us a story about how he came from Bubby's to going and doing Azuka here and how far it's come. And I look at just in the stories recently that your team's talking about doing a lot of conventions and all as well. The Buttercake story when it comes to Martha Figaro, we talked about her last year on Grassroots Marketing. Fantastic. And what's being done so far. First ever social equity fellow. And then on top of that was, now you had a thing at Hemp Beverage Expo as well about the ready to drink category, creating new collaboration with her and with the Buttercake and the using the RTD activator product. So giving that also in play. And the activators you have also just in line, seeing one of them, the CX activator, kosher certified, by the way, also very interesting that.
We're very happy about that. It's a complex product process, but I think it's very reassuring. You know, whatever your religious background is, I think it is reassuring no matter what to know that another set of eyes was on the manufacturing process.
Exactly. And also seeing things with Flavor Union also being partnered with them. We also talked with them on the program, Charlotte's Web, right now, most recently with their Bright Side Hemp Gummies. Obviously, people are flocking to Azuka to go ahead and work on the products and the solutions that you have available out there. So let's go ahead and get some more companies to go ahead and come on board and collaborate and work with you. AzukaTime.com, AzukaTime.com, Advanced Infusions and Edibles for beverages and edibles producers. So take a minute to send them to the website and what they should be doing if they want to go and work with you and your team.
Just get in touch with us, partnerships@azukatime.com. Myself or Alex or Adriana, I'm sure everybody knows a little bit about us by now. We're always smiling and happy to help any way we can. You know, our goal in life is to make sure nobody ever has to have a bad experience with edibles or ingestibles again. And we want to help in every way.
Fantastic. And Corinne Butler, Senior Vice President of Growth at Azuka, thank you so much for being with us here on Blood Business. Really glad to have you on, and we'll definitely keep in touch with Azuka down the line.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And listeners, thanks for tuning in as you always do. We'll talk to you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.